I mentioned in the video that we have a society that's more loyal to jobs and activities than we are to staying married. And I just want to talk a little bit more about that in the context of staying for the kids. So I believe that in most situations, couples, married couples, baby mama, baby daddy, boyfriend, girlfriend situations that involve children, and they start to see difficulty, they start to see why maybe they should look towards separating, I believe that those people should stay together for the kids. If there are no children involved, I think that the situation is entirely different, except for marriage. Even if there are no children involved in marriage, you should be making it work. What I mean by that is, obviously, I'm not referring to gross immorality, and I always have to say this, and even when I do say it, people still lose their minds. I'm not referring to abuse, I'm not referring to addiction, and I'm not referring to adultery. And not because those things cannot be worked through, because I do believe that those things can be worked through under the right set of circumstances and with the prayer and dedication to God. But what I'm saying is, if you are in the heat of abuse when you have children, even if you're not going to divorce that person right away, it would behoove you to get out of that situation, meaning physically remove yourself. I think a lot of times the issue that we have is we're like, oh, I'm going to get a divorce and I'm going to go find someone else. And that's the wrong mindset to have. Most of the time, if there is grounds for a divorce, your concern should be safety and well-being and not replacement. And the idea of replacement is what ends up fueling a lot of people to divorce a lot faster than necessary. But if we had a heart posture of just wanting to seek safety and well-being, I think a lot of times we would be able to work through these situations. So going back to what I said, this is not about those circumstances of abuse, addiction, and adultery. Although maybe in another video we can talk about how those things can be overcome, but it doesn't always look like what we want it to look like. And it takes a lot of dying to your flesh, not being afraid to look stupid, and actually putting on the fight for your marriage. So when I'm talking about like these normal circumstances, people get bored. People say things like, we just grew apart. People say things like, I'm just not happy. They're just not making me happy anymore. I'm just so burdened and all these things, as if those things are more important than the stability of your family unit. Now, there are also people who argued and said, well, you know, it's better for them to leave than to have children raised in an environment of hostility. I agree with that, but I also think that we have to take responsibility for every angle. And the problem is, a lot of us are just entitled. We're a very entitled generation, and we don't realize that if you decide to stay, you also have to decide that you're going to show up as your best every day. Just like I said, people are very loyal to their jobs and their activities and all of their other commitments. You can hate your job and go to work every day. And I said this before, people will hate the same job that they work 50, 60 years, but they get up and they go to that job every day. They have their good days, they have their bad days. They hate their boss for 20 years until she dies. But they keep going to work because they need a check, because they're loyal to paying their bills, because they don't want to lose their house, their cars, their whatever, their financial stability by not having a job. And sometimes they don't want to do the work of trying to secure another position and then go and do all the things. And this also applies to like activities and hobbies that people may have. But the second we begin to talk about how this correlates to a relationship, especially a relationship where there are children involved, we're just like, oh no, my personal happiness matters. People deserve to be happy. And one of the things that I like to point out when we're having this conversation is that you can be happy without leaving that person. Go get a hobby. Like, go find something to do. Go join a book club. Go call your friend. Go pray. Like, we act like we cannot choose to be happy. And when I say choose to be happy, it means that we also have to remove ourselves from this obsession with another person making us happy. And I'll give an example. So there was a time in my marriage where I just felt completely overwhelmed. I was mad at my husband very regularly because I just felt like, you're not showing up for me the way that I would want. Like, I need you to help a little bit more around the house. I need you to be more present with the kids. All of the things that like we hear from wives all the time. And it's funny because when he started to do the things that I was asking him to do, I was like, okay, I appreciate it. But guess what? I was still mad. I didn't express it, but I was still mad. And I realized that the issue was I had come to a space where I was making my husband and my children my entire identity. I didn't really have hobbies. I had like stopped really going out. I was still talking to my friends and engaging with people, but I didn't have anything that I was doing consistently for myself. No hobbies. And so when I say this is so important, because a lot of the people that express that dissatisfaction and that unhappiness, they're not really doing much to target the happiness that they want to see in their life anyway. And so it may seem like, oh, it's because I'm not happy and this person is like this and it just doesn't work that way anymore. And that's what the world would convince us of. The world wants us to think like, oh, it's okay to go out there and find your happiness and find somebody else. But when we really think about it, does that solve anything? Like, I'm thinking about right now, and I don't normally talk about celebrities. This is not meant to be shady at all. However, the situation played out, because I don't know the details, with Cardi B and Offset. They were married. They had children. She decided not to be with him. And I recently saw, I don't know if I didn't confirm this, but I recently saw that she announced that she's now pregnant by this other guy that she's dating. Now, here's the thing. Could it work out? And does it always turn out badly for people in these situations? No, absolutely not. Are there things that probably would have validated their decision to not be together? I'm sure, because I also think that there was some pretty consistent infidelity involved. But what I'm saying here is, a lot of times, instead of focusing on wellness, instead of focusing on being healed, instead of focusing on showing up as the best version of ourselves, we're looking to get out of the situation that we're in, and we're already guaranteeing a spot for the next one. So I'm not saying that there are some situations where you should leave. Like, if you are not married to this man and y'all had a baby together and he is absolutely abusive, by all means, get yourself and your baby out of there. What I think is problematic and what I think causes people to leave prematurely is they start to fantasize and have these ideas about life on the other side and what it could be like with another person. And if only I just had somebody that did this. And that comparative nature is what puts us in this position. And when I say it puts us in this position, I mean that it's putting us in a space where, instead of just saying, I am having an issue and I think I need some space, the problem is magnified and intensified, and the decision to divorce is being rushed because of this idea that there are options out there. So let me give an example. If a woman experiences infidelity in her marriage, if a woman experiences just being unhappy and dissatisfied in her marriage, I will entertain the conversation of infidelity for this conversation. And what she thinks in her head is, I'm disappointed and I can do better. She's looking toward divorce because she knows that she's going to find somebody else to remarry. There's this choice, or at least this illusion of a good choice. And the problem with that is, if she were to leave this relationship where this man did whatever he did and she didn't like it, and she's now like going back to the dating scene and she gets in another relationship, there was no point of reflection. One, it's not even necessarily godly, but I'll put that aside for now. There was no reflection on what she should have done or what she should have done differently or how she can grow as an individual. And these are the things that happen naturally when we're not seeking to get out of the relationship and get into the next one. Okay. Now, it would be different if she said, I've been through a lot with this man. He's been cheating on me. You know what? I just don't want to do this anymore. She doesn't really have intentions to go and find someone else. She just knows that she can no longer be in this marriage. And I know that people don't say it, but more often than not, there is that invisible mindset of people wanting to get out of their relationship, wanting to get out of their marriage. I need to be specific and clarify what I mean. Wanting to get out of their marriage simply because they know that there are other options out there. But if there were no options, most people would just stay in their marriage. And I'm saying this, and I know a lot of times it's really hard to have this conversation in an even playing field, because people assume that you're saying something that you're not, when really I'm just pointing to logic. And so when we think about the conversation of like, oh, my, the grandmothers were staying while they were being cheated on because they didn't have any other option and this, that, and the third. Here's the thing. I'm not excusing the actions of men. I'm not excusing the actions of women. I'm not excusing the actions of anybody, because people need to be held accountable for the things that they did. They need to be responsible for their actions, and they need to accept the consequences. That's just the way life works. What I'm getting at here is we have all of these choices in modern day, and we have all of these things that we think are liberation, but they actually cause us to be more so enslaved. So let me go back to the Cardi B example. This woman left her relationship with the man she was married to because of whatever was going on, not whatever. But when she left that relationship, she immediately got into another relationship. And now what has happened is she is now pregnant by this man that she is not married to. I hope for the sake of them, the children, everyone involved, that they do get married and things work out. But what I am getting at is this is the story of so many people. So many women and so many men go through this thing. And so what now is happening is she has these children from a previous relationship, from another marriage. They're going to have their own struggles with the fact that mom and dad are no longer together, whatever. And they're going to have to deal with that. What makes this a difficult conversation to have is because we also have to run with the assumption that both parties are willing, will acknowledge change, will be accountable to doing something different, okay? And I really do believe that, I think that this is why the Bible says what it says about adultery and with marriage. If you are divorced from the person that you were married to, I do believe that the only way that you should have left that marriage reasonably, again, with everything else that we have discussed up to this point, is if that person died and you have been widowed. Because the Bible also says that if you do get a divorce and you go on to remarry, you are an adulterer. And I think we glaze over that sometimes. And again, I think sometimes we can be in our human flesh and we want to justify it, and we think about it and we, oh, that's, you know, that's restrictive and that's legalistic or whatever you want to call it. But here's the thing. If your husband dies, that means he is no longer in the picture. There might be bitterness and resentment in your heart depending on how the relationship was, but the man is physically gone. He's not there. He cannot be a father. He's not your husband any longer because he is now absent from the body and present with the Lord, or wherever it is that his soul is sealed to go, right? And so when that happens, there is no man there. So if you were to get remarried, there is no, I'm going to be going back and forth with this man about this situation. It's going to be weird for my kids to have to live in this situation. And I really hope that y'all are following what I'm saying when I'm explaining this. Versus you get a divorce and you get remarried, that man is still in the picture. That man is now competing for the love and attention of his children with whatever man it is that you got remarried to. This is not in scripture. This is just a thought that I have regarding these things, because when you think about it, and when I used to look, I'm like, well, why would that make a woman an adulterer if the man, if they got a divorce and they're no longer married, like, why would it make her an adulterer to remarry? And when I think about it, this is what my mind is bringing me to. It's this idea that if this man is still alive and you have divorced him and you go on to be with someone else, human emotions are still involved. There's going to be jealousy. There's going to be envy. There's going to be bitterness. Even if it's not toward each other, it's going to be regarding those children. And I know we have all of these things about like healthy co-parenting and this and that and the third, but I do not believe that those things were God's design. And I think that God put that in his word for the reason of what we have in society today. It robs us of the opportunity to continue to give grace and be understanding when we glaze over this, right? So again, going back to the example, oh, your grandma stayed because she didn't have an option. I'm not saying that this made your grandma holier than thou, more righteous. But what I'm saying is your grandma had, and maybe not your grandma specifically, okay? but culturally, the women of past generations who stayed with their men no matter what. she had not been thinking about, let me go find this other man. I'm going to show him, and I'm going to get somebody else to provide for my kids. And I know I sound absolutely, I probably sound crazy to some people that are listening to this right now. But what I'm getting at is, if the women and the men get divorced and go off to recreate families of their own after they've already started families, you cause trauma and issues with your children even if you never see them. Because no child wants to see their parents not be together. No child wants to experience their parents falling in love with someone else. No child wants to experience having to live in a home with half brothers and half sisters. And it is not fair to those children that two adults could not come together and figure out their foolishness. Because as I mentioned in another video where I talked about this, we like to pretend like we just can't do it and we can't bear it and it's so awful. But we only do that when it comes to romantic relationships, specifically marriages, and specifically when these children are involved. Because we will stay under any circumstances when it benefits us enough or when the threat is very large. You will not go into your job and leave tomorrow because you're suffering with mental health issues. You simply will not do it. Because you need your job, you need your money, you have to pay rent, and bills are very real. So the consequences are there. They're tangible. The consequences are going to hit you immediately. But when it comes to being married, and when it comes to holding your family together, and when it comes to being there for your children and showing up intentionally, regardless of what the circumstances are between you and your husband or you and your wife, because there's no immediate consequence, people feel like they can do what they want. Rightfully so, you can do what you want. That's why you have free will, right? But what I'm explaining here is something that probably hurts. It probably stings. It might be a little bit convicting, but I do think that is worth talking about because we have to get out of our flesh and we have to get out of this space of thinking that it's just about us. The relationship that you have, your choice goes out the window now that you have children. Just like you have to sacrifice as a parent other things, you sacrifice sleep for sure when they're little. You sacrifice a lot of money. If things are tight, you definitely sacrifice in money because there's going to be times where you have to budget and there's going to be things that your children need more than the things that you actually want, or maybe even more than the things that you need. Ask any mother who's impoverished or having a hard time, any single mother raising her kids on her own, how much she has sacrificed to make sure that her children don't have to go without having the things that they need, right? So as a parent, you give up, I want to be happy and I need to make sure I have a life too. All of those things are worldly, and all they are is excuses that help us to justify the things that we decide in any given moment we want to do. But the very adult, very mature thing to do is to figure out how to make it work with that person. And again, y'all, I know I talked about a lot, and I know I said a lot, and I know I say I'm not referring to these specific situations, and I say we will save that for another time where we talk about abuse, addiction, and adultery. But those do apply, and so I wanted to mention that. But what happens is, let's say all those things aside, you're bored. The spark is gone. He's not showing up for me. I feel like a married single mother. That is your flesh talking. That is your flesh talking. Because again, in any other given situation, you're going to tolerate whatever the circumstances are. If your boss is annoying you at work, you're not going to quit your job. You're simply not. You're not going to do it. And I think that when we start to have these conversations and we actually face the truth of the matter and we start dealing with the root of the issue, we will be a lot better off. So something I mentioned earlier on in this episode is that a lot of people just don't have hobbies. And the example that I gave was, I felt like it was always something, or I felt like it was always my husband's fault. I felt like I was always angry. That's not to say that he wasn't doing things that tick me off. It's not even to say that he wasn't truly exercising laziness, right? Because maybe he was. But what I'm getting at here is the actual issue was me. it was me. And the fact that I didn't know how to pour into myself, the fact that I didn't have a boundary to be like, you know what? I need some space and time to get away. You know what? I have to reserve this area of my life so that I can do something for myself. And so we start looking for happiness in this other person. We start having all of these expectations when really the problem is that we need to do some self-exploration. The problem is that we need to take time to invest in ourselves and to invest in hobbies and to invest in things that we want to do. Maybe just invest in some time away so you can go hang out with your friends or go to dinner by yourself. Because this idea of I have to have this person that makes me happy, it really is the work of the enemy, because you're constantly going to be chasing the high of happiness. And then you're going to be expecting this person to be jumping through hoops to make you happy, when the reality is that sometimes stable, healthy love is boring. And that's okay. So we actually have to get away from this concept of making all of these excuses to justify why we want to leave a situation. And I'm going to tell you, just because something is normalized or just because something has made its way into our society doesn't mean that it's something that we should accept. So of course we do have things like child support and we have alimony and spousal support and all of these things. And I'm not saying that those things should be taken away, but I think that sometimes we abuse situations that should be outliers, because quite frankly, a divorce really should be a last resort and it should really be under crazy circumstances. But the way that people are just divorcing because they're not getting along, the way that people are just divorcing because they're just on their last straw and I'm just tired of it, the increase in the number of videos I've seen of women being like, he's a good guy, but I want a divorce. I just don't feel it. There's just no spark. It really is scary. And this is why we're raising an entitled generation. This is why we're raising, it's like how you do one thing is how you do everything. And that is the perspective that you're going to teach from, right? So women who have been traumatized and have not healed, all of their relationship advice is from that trauma. And I know this because I experience it all the time. I will be talking about something, or I'll be giving my input, or I'll be giving some type of advice or feedback on a particular situation. And I'm getting a woman in particular who's pushing back on it. And when you get to the root of what her pushback is, it's a specific situation that she's had with a man. She has not unpacked it. She has not turned it over to God. She has not healed from it. And she's still struggling with it. And now she's projecting, making that situation the reality for other people when it's not the case. And to me, that should be criminal. That should be criminal. It's to me, it's the same as a woman that had sex with a man the first time she met him, got pregnant, and then they actually liked each other. They ended up getting married and they did right. And now she goes and stands on a soapbox and starts telling people why you should have a one night stand so you can meet the love of your life. It's crazy. Actually, no, ma'am. You were an exception to the rule. Thank God he had grace on you, because a lot could have happened. And so what I'm saying is we lean on the outliers. We lean on the situations that are not as normal, and then we use them as justifications. This is why anytime I talk about submission, anytime I talk about a godly union, anytime I talk about giving your husband grace and being understanding, somebody says, yeah, but not all men deserve that because sometimes they're abusing you. What would make you think that that's what we're talking about here? What would make you think that a woman sitting here telling you to stay in your marriage is saying stay there while he's beating you between the washer and the dryer? It's the traumas. And sometimes it's not even the traumas, because people also like to pull random situations just to justify their own actions. So if you've decided that you're going to leave this man, you need a good reason to do so. Otherwise, you're going to look crazy, because why are you leaving that good man? Why are you leaving? I thought everything was fine. Now you got to make something up. Now you have to have a story that's justifiable so that you don't have to look like a selfish person leaving your marriage. When honestly, most of these situations can be worked through, y'all. You're not getting along. You're bored. Go on a date. Call your mother-in-law. Call your mom. Call a babysitter. Go on a date. Like, do you not know that it is cheaper to just have a date night scheduled than it is to go through a divorce? Cheaper financially, but also cheaper spiritually, right? And cheaper overall for the relationship as far as like time and energy spent. And again, this is going back to the fact that we should be prioritizing staying together for our children. That is not something that we should be moving away from. People try to make it seem like, no, everybody needs to be happy and everybody needs to do this. No, we need to get a grip and we need to be responsible and we need to stop acting like entitled children. And again, this is why we are raising our children in that way. Another example, and this is not about marriage, but I think about how people are with commitment. Something that I'm really instilling in my children is commitment. And this is really hard sometimes because they have activities. And like this particular season of our life, we're a lot busier. And I've already decided in my head, like, yeah, we're not doing this in the next season of our lives. And they're ready to quit some of the activities that they joined, but we will not let them. We will not let them, because you need to understand, one, when you commit to something, you commit to it and you see it through. You don't quit because you don't feel like it. You don't quit because you don't want to do it today. You don't quit because it's hard. You committed to it, you stick it out and you do it. And I feel like it's harder to teach your children things like that when you're not modeling that in your life. I actually did a blog post about this, and this is a recurring theme that I've talked about, but it also came up in the book that I read this week, Let Them Be Kids by Jessica Smart. She talks about this concept of, obviously you have to model the things that you want to see in your children. And so imagine telling your kids that they have to commit and be responsible and see things through. And subconsciously, maybe even consciously, they're like, oh, you mean like you did with your marriage? You know, they may never say that to you, but they see it. They get it. And we think that it's not that deep, but you're raising your kids to be losers. You're raising your kids to be quitters simply because you cannot figure out how to make it work with this person that you made a decision to have sex with, that you made a decision to procreate with, that you made a decision to marry. And so what we're having now is this escapism where people are trying to not have to honor the commitments that they made. And we're taking marriage way too lightly. And I know that I probably sound very conservative on this topic for the times, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it because it's not something that we should be proud of. We should not be clinging to our happiness. We should not be placing our happiness at the center of our marriages, the commitment, the covenant. I don't like you today. I'm about to go on the other side of the house and we'll figure it out tomorrow. Figure it out. Fight for your marriage. That's all I'm trying to say. And if not for you and your husband, for those kids, because they deserve to have a family. They deserve to have two parents that show up for them. They deserve to have the stability. And the last point that I want to make on this is, when you decide to stay together, do not be childish and petty. Actually do the work to figure out how you can show up in a healthy manner. Because again, I'm gonna use the work example. The same way you put on your face and you put on your clown suit and you go to that job that you hate, but you don't give them people no lip and you don't have no attitude and you do what you're supposed to do to get that job done and to keep that check rolling in, stage play in your house for that marriage until it works again. And to add to that point, I don't agree with all the teachings of James Baldwin or Nikki Giovanni. I actually have a lot of thoughts on some of our leaders of the past, but they had an interview together and I thought something that Nikki Giovanni said was so interesting. And I remember when I first saw it, I was like, I don't know. But as I've matured and grown, I've realized that there's so much importance in what she said. And this ties back to a concept that I talked about when I first really started posting on TikTok, and I was saying women shape the dynamic of the relationship. And one of the questions that a lady asked was, oh, I'm supposed to fake it? And I was like, yeah, basically. But in that interview, Nikki Giovanni said the same thing. If you can go out there and fake it for the world, you better come home and fake it to me. So if you can go and put on a happy face and smile and wave and make it work in all of these other circumstances in life, you have the same ability to go home and make it work. And people will say, well, I should be able to relax when I come home. No, because who told you that you married somebody that was not human, didn't have emotions and wouldn't be crazy sometimes, wouldn't be hard to get along with sometimes? Have you looked at yourself? And so a lot of this comes down to getting out of your flesh. It comes down to exercising forgiveness. It comes down to giving grace. But primarily, y'all, it comes down to submitting to God, because no way the people that are leaving these marriages and doing what they want to do are actually out here truly convinced that they're serving God, because that type of energy is do what you will, which is of the devil. It's of the devil, and we have to stop it. There is no way that you think that God justifies these decisions that you're making, and there's going to be so much to answer for as a result of us being so careless with these children, being so careless with our covenants, being so careless in our relationships. And so I just want us to reflect on that, and I want that to be some food for thought for this week. If you are a woman that is already married and you still want to get into wifey school, you can always check the link in my bio for the next session. If you are not married and you want to work with me, please, as a woman, do the womanhood series and not wifey school. And I say time and time again, that is because those programs are different. In wifey school, my goal is to help you to stay married. So most of what we talked about in this episode, that's the type of energy I have in wifey school. If you're married, I'm about to try and help you stay married. I'm not trying to talk you off the ledge. We're going to look at this in a reasonable way. We're going to look at this in a sensible way. I'm going to give you some practical tools that you can use to show up better in your relationship, to overcome that tension and constant overwhelm, all without changing your husband, because we can't change other people, right? And in the womanhood series, I'm giving you tools to help you to choose better, to help you to be more confident, and to help you to seek God so that you don't end up in a situation that you want to run away from later. So it's two different programs, because honestly, as a woman in a womanhood series, you might find that the guy that you're dating, you need to leave. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with telling you to leave your boyfriend that's acting a fool, or that's not a man of God, or that has you in a compromising position. I'm not okay with telling you to leave your husband. So reflect on that. Both of those programs will be at the link in my bio on all platforms. Reflect on it. If you have any questions, if you have any advice that you would like to have some guidance on, you can always send me an email at dearshawny@justbeshawn.com.